Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of St. Bernard, and I want to read something about him to you, just a little something, because I think it's a saint that we don't often pay attention to. And I wanted to tell you what he did. He was born in France of a large and a very devout family at 22. He convinced, listen to this, he convinced 31 of his friends and relatives to join him at Citeaux, an abbey of the Cistercian Reform. In 1115, he founded Clairvaux, the source of 68 other monastic foundations. Think of that. Princes and popes sought his advice. Numerous young men responded to his personal invitation to the monastic life, including one who became Pope Eugene III. Bernard died in 1153. His fervent preaching, preserved for us in his letters and sermons, earned him the title Doctor of the Church in the year 1830. What a man! Can you think of that? At 22, he convinced 31 of his friends and relations to join him in the monastery and abbey of the Cistercian Reform. Just think of that. Could you grab that many people? Could you get them to give their life up for the Lord? What would you do? You'd hope you'd have at least one or two. But anyway, I just consider it almost astounding what he did. The opening prayer for today says, O God, who made of the abbot St. Bernard a man consumed with zeal for your house, and he was, and a light shining and burning in your church, grant through his intercession that we may be on fire with the same spirit and walk always as children of light. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You know, maybe you already do this, but I think it would be so good, especially in our own difficult times right now, just in the evening sometime before the children go to bed, that we all, if we can kneel down, if we can sit together, and pray the Lord's Prayer and ask his blessing on our sleep. Ask him to speedily rid us of this coronavirus, however long it might be. Let's learn the lessons we need to learn here. Let's get our priorities straight. And let's begin by praying together as a family. Maybe you do, and I compliment you for that. But more families, let's pray together. Just pray the Lord's Prayer at night. In the morning, make a morning offering to God. It's simple, but it's a way of bringing us all together. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 23 to 28. Thus says the Lord, I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations. I will gather you from all the foreign lands and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your ancestors. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. God gave himself to us. And what do we do? Say, I'm too busy. I can't pray now. I can't do this now. What are we doing? What's important in our lives? What needs to be important in our lives? Brothers and sisters, take that reading to heart. Look what God says. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. The Lord wants to shape us more and more into His likeness, into His goodness. He wants to draw us closer to Himself. No matter what your work in life is, no matter how large your family, no matter what the circumstances in your life, not if you're alone and you're poor, whatever the circumstances, He wants to love you. Draw near to Him, even today. He tells us in Psalm 51, I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. And we answer, cast me not out from your presence. Please don't. Please, because I've turned away from you. I want to turn back to you. Your Holy Spirit, take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you, O Lord. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Wherever we've done wrong, brothers and sisters, the Psalm 51 is telling us, turn to me now. Whatever we're going through, give me back the joy of your salvation. A willing spirit sustain in me, that I might help others. Brothers and sisters, even now, even if you think you're in the ending years of your life, or if you're just old enough to understand, tell the Lord, first of all, my life is yours. Teach me how to live. Teach me how to speak to my brothers and sisters. Teach me how to serve you, Lord, in this life. Say that prayer every day. Just ask Him that. He will speak to your heart. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. I have too much else to do. Those are my words. But I'm busy. I can't. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. And a second time he sent other servants, saying, tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed. Everything is ready. Come to the feast. Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreating them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, the feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find. The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they had found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment, and he said to him, my friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment? But he was reduced to silence. And then the king said to his attendants, bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen. We've all been invited to the kingdom of heaven, Lord. We've all. We could say that to the Lord. He's invited us to the kingdom. But how am I living? Am I living the way I should? Am I asking forgiveness when I fall, or I just say, oh, that's too little, or that's too embarrassing, or that's too hard, I just can't do it. Jesus waits to forgive. Jesus waits to strengthen you and to build you up, to enable you to be free of your sins. That's his work. That's what God wants to do for us. And you think, oh, with this banquet, that's just an image. No, it isn't. I don't know what food will be served. I don't know what drinks will be served. But I know there's a banquet awaiting. And brothers and sisters, we don't take that for granted. Do you? I don't. I let God know as much as I can, both by my actions and my confession. I want to be more and more like him. And you can be. Do you realize that? You. Yes, you, ordinary person, good person, you. God wants you to be more like him. Brothers and sisters, that's what we want. That's what we want. We want to be more like him. Bernard of Clairvaux said this, "The faithful know how totally they need Jesus and him crucified. The king sees King Solomon with the diadem his mother had placed on his head. The church sees the father's only son carrying his cross, the Lord of Majesty slapped and covered with spittle. She sees the author of life and glory pierced by nails, wounded by a lance, saturated with abuse, and finally laying down his precious life for his friends. At last, she sees death dead and death's author defeated. She beholds captivity led captive from hell to earth and from earth to heaven, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee bends in heaven, on earth, and in hell. She beholds the earth, which produced thorns and thistles under the ancient curse, blooming again by the grace of a new blessing. And in all this she thinks of the psalm which says, and my flesh flourishes again with all my will. I shall praise him. With all my will, I shall praise him. She wishes to add to the fruits of the passion which she had picked from the tree of the cross some of the flowers of the resurrection, whose fragrance will induce the bridegroom to visit her more often. The heavenly bridegroom enjoys those perfumes so much that he willingly and often enters the chambers of the heart he finds decked with these flowers and fruits. When he sees a mind constantly occupied with the grace of the passion and the glory of the resurrection, there he is constantly and willingly present. If we wish to have Christ for a guest often, we must keep our hearts fortified by the testimony of our faith in the mercy of him who died for us and in the power of him who rose from the dead. As David said, these two things I have heard. Power belongs to God and mercy to you, O Lord. Brothers and sisters, all of this is from St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Let us heed his word. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.